This podcast is for adults only. It contains themes of a sexual nature that are not suited for younger listeners. If you're below the age of consent in your area, please stop listening now. Hi, folks, and welcome to the 19th episode of my podcast. In a minute, I'm going to read to you a bit from the bonus chapter from my story, Three's Chastity. But first, a little business. Sorry that this episode has been a little late, but I've been working on a new animation and I wanted to release it at the same time as this podcast. It's turning out to be one of the longest animations I've ever done. It's taking me forever to finish, though. It's a fancy naked dom with a strap on, and it's kind of cool, but, well, I hope to have it done soon. So keep an eye on my gallery at arterotica.com. Hopefully it'll be up shortly after I post this, and maybe I'll even toss in a free micro story to go along with it. In the meantime, I put all of my ebooks up on Smashwords, which means they're not only available on smashwords.com, but they're also available on Apple Books, Kobo, and Scribd. And of course, they're still up on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and most important of all, don't forget all my books are available on my website, arterotica.com. That's arterotica.com. On my website, you'll find many of my books come with bonus chapters that you can't get from any other store. The price of the books are the same, or in some cases, even cheaper. But you get extra content when you buy directly through me. And all the transactions are handled through PayPal, so I don't even see your information. That's their deal. I handle the dirty stories, they do the money stuff. But I get it. I do. Some people are just more comfortable buying from the big stores. So on my site, you'll get the links to my books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Google Play, Smashwords, whatever. They're all there. There's also free sample chapters of all my books on all the stores, including my site, of course. And don't forget my totally free art gallery on my website. It's full of comic strips, illustrations, and short animations, all for free. So make sure you check that out when you get a chance. So with that out of the way, let's get to the good part. The story I'm about to read for you is a peek into the bonus chapter of Three's Chastity, a super hot story about a guy who gets locked up so that he can live with two women. They tease and torment the heck out of him. Oh, by the way, just so you know, all characters are of legal age, regardless of any pet names used. Nothing hotter than a legal disclaimer as a lead into a sex story, huh? Well, anyway, without any further ado, here's the Three's Chastity bonus chapter excerpt. Yeah, that's right, pussy boy. Put on my dirty panties, Pam said in a husky voice. I pulled her panties up my legs and over my caged dick. Bye-bye, little caged dicky. You're safe right where you belong in my little pink panties. Now get down here and get your tongue in my cunt, Ben, Pam ordered. I quickly did as I was told. I dropped to my knees where I was and crawled over to her. That's nice. I like that. Crawl to me, boy. Crawl to me on your hands and knees. I crawled between her legs and I was about to put my face into her pussy. Suddenly, Pam grabbed me by the hair and held me inches away. Just look at it for a second. Look at my beautiful cunt. How bad do you want it? Pam asked. I looked up at her. I had to look over her pussy and between her tits to see her face. I felt so small, vulnerable, and under her control. My locked-up dick throbbed helplessly inside its little plastic prison. So bad, please, I begged. Please what, sweetie? Pam asked innocently. Please, please let me eat your pussy. Let me worship you as you deserve. Ooh, I like that, Pam said happily. Tell me more about that. I want to rub my face between your legs and savor you. I want to drink in every last single drop of your womanhood until you come all over me. I want you to saturate me with the very essence of your sex. I want to be taken over and owned completely by you." Pam just looked down at me and smiled. "Those very pretty words have earned you one lick." I looked down at her pussy to see that it was literally dripping wet. Pam hadn't let go of my head, though. I stuck out my tongue, but just the tip of it could reach her. I started as low as I could and licked upwards. It was such a teasing, tantalizing taste of her pussy. My tongue moved between the moist lips of her pussy. She was so soft and warm. Then my tongue moved up to her clit. All I could do was flit just the tip of my tongue over it. My tongue was stretched to its limit, but I didn't stop. I couldn't. Pam moaned quietly and arched her pelvis up at me. That gave me just a little more access. I could now get some of the flat of my tongue over her clit. As I dragged my tongue slowly over it, Pam let go of my head. "Fuck. Eat me, pussy boy. Eat me like I was your last meal," Pam said as she let go of my head. No longer held back, I pressed my face deep into her pussy. I licked her from bottom to top. I stuck my tongue as far inside her as I could. Then I wiggled it around and brought it out over her clit. I sucked and swirled my tongue around her clit and then sucked it into my mouth. "Ooh, that's right. Suck on my clit, pussy boy. Suck on it good," Pam said in a rough, breathy voice. "Fuck, I'm gonna come right in your face." I flicked my tongue over a clit as I sucked on it. "Damn it," Pam moaned. I just kept sucking and licking her clit until she grabbed the back of my head again, pushed my face into her pussy, and came. Her hips bucked and writhed under me as she came. Then her whole body seemed to tense, and she lifted herself up off the couch. She bucked her hips in my face a few more times, let out a sigh, and then sank back into the couch. "Well, it looks like you two have been having fun while I was gone." I turned to look in the direction that the voice had come from and saw Teresa standing by the front door. She was dressed in a tasteful blouse and a business skirt. She also had a little shopping bag in her hand. "We certainly have been having fun, haven't we, Ben?" Pam asked. I looked back at Pam and shook my head and said, "Yes." "Of course we have. Ben licked me in the movie theater, he kissed my ass in the parking lot, and then he licked Helen's ass in the parking lot out here," Pam said enthusiastically. "Really?" Teresa asked with an impressed look on her face as she came over to us. Teresa sat down on the couch next to Pam and kissed her. It was a slow, sensual kiss that they were in no hurry to rush. I knelt there between Pam's legs and watched for a few seconds. Then I looked down at Pam's pussy. It was a dripping, wet mess. I looked back up at Pam and Teresa's faces. The two of them were still making out. I decided to make myself useful. I leaned forward and started to lick Pam's pussy. "That's a good boy," Pam said as she rubbed the top of my head. "Lick me clean. Just be gentle. I'm very sensitive after an orgasm like that." "Yes, ma'am," I said between licks. They went back to making out as I lapped up the rest of Pam's cum. I licked her pussy clean. I licked the inside of her thighs. Then I leaned back to see if I had missed anything. Some of Pam's cum had dripped down between her ass cheeks. I leaned down really low and tried to get my tongue in there to lick it up. I had trouble reaching it, though. "What's going on down there?" Pam asked. I looked up to see both Pam and Teresa looking down at me. I pulled my face out of her just far enough to say, "Sorry, I was just trying to get some cum that had dripped down." "Oh, here, let me help," Pam said as she reached under herself and pulled open her ass cheeks. Both Pam and Teresa looked at me expectantly. They were waiting to watch me lick Pam's cum-covered asshole clean. I suddenly felt self-conscious now that they were watching me, which of course was silly because they had both watched me lick ass at least a dozen times before. I guess it made me feel self-conscious because it reminded me just how submissive I am to the two of them. The impatient look in their eyes only made me... Ugh. The impatient look in their eyes only made my helpless dick throb harder inside its little plastic prison. I slowly leaned forward and stuck my tongue between Pam's ass cheeks. I kept eye contact for as long as I could, enjoying the way their eyes penetrated my naked soul. But eventually, because of the position, I had to look away. Instead of their faces, I had a close-up view of Pam's pussy as I licked her asshole clean. Her lips were thick and moist. They were also parted just a bit. I could see inside of her. God, her pussy looked so good to me. My nose rubbed up against and even in between her pussy lips. I wanted it to be my dick instead of my nose between those beautiful, heavenly pussy lips. I wanted to be inside of her so bad. My caged, helpless dick tried to get hard inside its little plastic prison. It felt like it was being crushed, squeezed tightly on all sides. I moaned with my tongue pressed firmly against Pam's asshole. "Ben? Ben, can you hear me?" Pam asked. I looked up and found both women staring down at me. "Did you get lost in my asshole?" Pam asked with a smile. I shook my head yes and said, "Sorry. I just, well, you're just so soft and warm and tastes so good." "Oh, I understand, baby," Pam said sympathetically. "That must be heaven for a little pussy boy like you, huh?" "Yes, but I was wondering..."
"Yes?"
"What were you wondering?" Teresa asked. "Couldn't you, just unlock me for a little bit?" I asked bashfully. A look came across Pam's face that I couldn't quite read. "Come up here. Come closer to us," Pam said. I stood up on my knees. I was now face to face with them, but still a couple of feet away. "No, no, come here," Pam said as she patted her chest. I figured that meant she wanted me to lay over her. I gently laid myself on top of Pam. This brought my face very close to both of theirs. It not only made me aware of how naked I was, but it pressed my caged dick right between Pam's legs. If it wasn't covered in plastic, I would be able to feel her pussy against my dick. "You're really horny, aren't you, baby?" Pam asked with a sympathetic look. When I shook my head yes, Teresa said, "And your poor little dick just wants out so bad, doesn't it?" Teresa asked. "Yes, yes, please," I begged. "But what about your promise to us?" Pam asked. "Yeah, what about your promise?" Teresa asked with an unhappy look. "It wouldn't have to be for long, and I..." "But if you break this promise, how are we supposed to believe you when you promise us something else again?" Teresa asked. "And what about Helen? I promised Helen to deliver you to her after being locked up all week. Do you want to make a liar out of me?" Pam asked with a hurt expression. "Well, no, but you promised him to Helen after a whole week locked up?" Teresa asked Pam. "Yes. Not only that, but he's going to get spanking for delivering the rent late," Pam said with a smile. "Ooh, that should be fun. And we don't want to spoil the fun, do we?" Teresa asked me. "No, but I'm so horny, and I got you off and Helen off, and..." "And that means you get to break a promise?" Pam asked with a shocked look. "You really want to let us down like that after all we've done for you?" Teresa asked with a hurt expression. "No," I said as I hung my head. Pam lifted my chin, looked into my eyes, and said, "I know it's hard, baby." Teresa chuckled at that. "But we're here to help and support you, aren't we, Teresa?" Pam asked. "Of course we are, Ben," Teresa said as she tried to hide her smile. "My poor, tortured baby," Pam said as she kissed me. "I know this is difficult, but you can do it." "Of course you can," Teresa said. Teresa said just before she turned my head towards her and kissed me. They took turns kissing me. One would hand me off to the other and then back again. Until Teresa said, "Oh, I just remembered, I brought you a present." Teresa reached to her side and gave me a little shopping bag. I stood back up on my knees and took the bag. Then I reached inside it. I felt what I thought was a dildo. When I took it out, I saw that it had straps attached to it. "Ooh, nice," I've been dying to try out one of those, Pam said eagerly. Hey, you all got yours already. It's my turn, Teresa said with an adorable pout. Oh, okay, Pam said with a chuckle. I've had him all night. Why don't you get on all fours over me? We can make out while Ben does you from behind. Ooh, I like that idea, Teresa said happily. Then they both looked at me. I wasn't sure what I was supposed to do. I said as I held up the dildo to them. It goes in your mouth, Ben, Teresa said as she took the dildo from me. Open up. I opened up my mouth, and Teresa put the short end of the dildo inside it. Oh, Ben. Looks like he got the short end of the stick. Where do you think the long end is going? If you want to find out, there's only one way. Check out Three's Chastity on arterotica.com. That's arterotica.com. That's the only place you can find my bonus chapters. Well, that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll come back next time.